impressed, present, we got Director Wilson, Director Laybourne, myself, Director Waters, and Director Larson. I would like everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the minutes from April 26th, first meeting and second meeting, and then the April 26th closed session. Any questions? Treasurer's report, month of April. Any questions on that? If not, we'll file for audit. That brings us to the President's report. I have nothing to report except thanks for everybody's attendance. Thanks for being here tonight. The board would like to thank all of you for helping us watch this department grow and excited to see what's to come. Chief's report.
So for the month of April, we had 11 fire incidents, one of which being a structure fire, 63 medical emergencies, 5 motor vehicle accidents, a total of 3 hazardous condition, 8 service calls, 6 good intent calls, and 4 false alarms for a total of 98 runs. That brings us through the end of April to 463 runs, which is approximately 30 runs ahead of last year. Under community risk reduction, we had 2 public education events, a total of 7 PR events. There was 1 fire investigation conducted, also 1 inspection, and a total of 3 plan reviews. For the month of April, we issued 18 open burning permits. Our training summary in April, you see the courses listed there. Firefighters completed a total of 417 hours of training for the month, and that did include the personnel that were in orientation. Under maintenance, just a few things to talk about. We did have a AC issue here at Station 2 that was repaired by on-duty personnel. Station 3, so we've had a long-running issue with the geothermal system. Being referenced by the architect, we had a contractor, a third-party contractor, come and evaluate the system. They did perform a flush of the entire system. They removed quite a bit of debris that was in it, probably from the construction process. And as of last Friday, it is still continuing to function properly. So fingers crossed that we're out of the woods there. Overhead door was also there and repaired 2 of the overhead doors that had a safety sensor issue. And those, since this report was created, have been, both of those have been repaired. Under apparatus, waiting on parts is kind of the theme. We are still waiting on parts for the 2005 Precision apparatus. It is in service, but it will be going out once the parts for the intake do come in. They're just some seals. And the 2017 pumper, it does have a broken bracket on it. When the parts for the 2005 truck come in, Precision is going to take that truck back to their shop. So when they come to swap those out, they're going to repair the newer pumper as well, this broken bracket. On brush trucks, we have 1 that's still out of service with damaged hose, waiting on parts. The tanker, the newer tanker that's been problematic, it did go back to International. They sent a technician in from out of town to diagnose the problem. It was there 3 or 4 days. They sent it back to us, and the issue has not occurred since then. So hopefully we got enough attention to it and the right people looked at it. And so far so good that the issue has been resolved there. Just a few things to highlight under administration. I did a presentation 2 days at Eagle Heights Elementary. I completed a training session on the 18th for the ESO system that we have, that's our records management system. We're moving into a new phase of that where all of our preventive maintenance, daily checks and so forth are going to go through that system. We're going to eliminate another program that we're using. So we'll probably have that online, I would say, within the next 30 to 60 days. Deputy Chief Taggart and I completed the final occupancy inspection for the High School Activity Center on Monday. So that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Moving on to public comment. Anything down for that at this time? No old business. Moving into new business. Tonight, as we have these people here, we're going to be swearing in some new firefighters, EMTs. Chief Klein.
On April 11th of this year, our three newest firefighters began their careers with the Smithville Area Fire Protection District. I will say they did have a memorable start. On their second day of orientation, they responded to a working structure fire in an area of our district that has no hydrants. And it was in wind-driven conditions, a gust of over 40 miles per hour. So they're kind of thrown to the wolves on day two there. Ironically, they had responded to the very same location the day before on grass fire as well. So they've gotten to know Quinn Road very well since that time. So these three have hit the ground running, and we're very happy to have them as part of our organization. So at this time, I'll call each one of them forward individually. They'll take the oath, and then after that, we'll have their badges pinned on. All right, Lucas Stanley. If you raise your right hand, I, Lucas Stanley, hereby swear that I'll faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Lucas Stanley, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
I understand the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Right. And who do you have coming up?
The girlfriend.
All right. All right, there you go.
Now here's your chance.
Seth Velasquez, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Seth Velasquez, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to be of better service to others.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
All right, congratulations. And who do you have coming up?
My dad.
Awesome. If I get it open. There, sir. And Lane Watkins. Blood runs swearing in 30 people.
Yes.
I'll give you that copy. All right. If you'll raise your right hand. I, Blaine Watkins, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Blaine Watkins, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to be of better service to others.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
Congratulations. And who do you have coming up?
Austin Summers.
Awesome.
Promotion of our new captains.
All right. This is a time of tremendous growth in our organization. To meet the needs of our growing department, we need to make several promotions. Tonight, we will recognize four personnel who have been promoted from firefighter to captain effective on May 6th. Each of them will be recognized and then have their badges pinned on. Justin Holm, if you come up. Justin started his career with the Smithville Area Fire Protection District in 2012. Justin has spent a considerable amount of time working as a driver operator and serving as a step-up officer when needed. Justin has also been helpful performing numerous maintenance tasks on stations and equipment over the years. I may not have always agreed with how he did it, but I've learned to get out of the way.
I'm sorry.
We'll do that. And then who do you have coming up? All right, Jason King. Jason King has been with the fire district since 2014. Jason is also an experienced driver-operator and a longtime member of the apparatus design committee. Jason has tackled many projects that require a keen eye or attention to detail, from a custom paint job on the door of Station 1 to adding the 100-year decals on our apparatus. Jason is always the right guy for any job like that. On a personal note, I've known Jason and his family for a long time. When Jason was hired, it was one of the first times I really began to feel old in this job. So now that we are hiring firefighters who graduated my oldest son, it's only becoming more obvious. So, congratulations. I'll give you that. And who do you have coming up? Shane Moore has been with the fire district full-time since 2014. Shane served in the U.S. Army prior to his fire service, and you can definitely see that in many of the things that he does. In addition to working on a class as needed, Shane has been a valuable senior firefighter in guiding new firefighters, and Shane single-handedly created our in-house medical training program. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Got a new baby too. So there you
go.
A lot of pressure.
Watkins has been with the fire district full-time since 2010. Byron also spent many years working as a driver-operator and has been incredibly helpful in training other firefighters to become drivers. In addition to working out a class as needed, Byron has been a longtime member of the apparatus design committee and has been involved in several new apparatus purchases. So, congratulations. That. And who do you have coming up? Congratulations. All right. Open session of the meeting will be over with shortly. We're going to go in the other room, but feel free to stay, take pictures, pictures of the equipment, give your fitness tours, however you like. So I would certainly appreciate all of you being here, and congratulations to each of you. Thanks.
Chief Sayer will now be, this meeting will be coming to an end. We will be going to a closed session. And notice is hereby given that we're doing a closed session pursuant to section 610.021, Missouri. Some legal actions, cause of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body, any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives and its attorneys, and also preparation, including in any discussions or work product on behalf of a public governmental body or its representatives for negotiations with employee groups. Our next meeting, proposed next meeting, is Tuesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. I motion that we close this meeting.
Okay. Second.
Yeah. Say Larson seconded the closure, and the meeting is adjourned. Oh, I do roll call, sorry. Roll call Wilson?
Yes.
Roll call Laybourne?
Yes.
Myself, yes. Roll call Waters?
Yes.
Roll call Larson?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Check the chief. I think so.
Okay.